Welcome to a life-transforming experience with the Word of God from Bishop Napoleon Acien. Napoleon Acien is the son of Bishop Dag Heward Mills and the head of the LCI Mission in Cape Town, South Africa. With about 20 years' experience in ministry, Bishop Napoleon Acien has been actively involved with the work of God in Ghana, UK, and now a missionary in South Africa. He stands with his father in the ministry, teaching and emphasizing his word with extraordinary grace and faith. Join us now as he delivers the word of God under the anointing.
Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are grateful for the gifts of life. We are grateful for being part of the living. We don't take it for granted. Anything could have prevented us from being together. But for a good reason, by your grace and your mercies, you've brought us together. Our prayer is that, Lord, you grant us understanding hearts. That as your word comes, it will be sown into a heart that is ready to do your will. May we not be the same because we came. Holy Spirit of God, have your way. Heal us, teach us, help us, deliver us from that which is able to destroy our lives. We give you all the glory and we give you all the honor in Jesus' name. And all shall shout and say, Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen and amen. I'm trying.
It's working.
All right. So be seated in heavenly places. So our service is very short. You know, we need to close at 4, so it's very short. And we've been sharing about 43 reasons why people don't pay tithe. Ask the person sitting by you, are you one of them? What did the person say? At all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. So, if you are wearing your tithe, it is not good. If you have drunk your tithe, it is not good. Are you here? Yeah, some. But at the end of the day, we notice some reasons. Are you there? Why people don't pay tithe. And what were some of the reasons? Number one, they don't know about it. People don't know. If you don't know, you don't know. Are you there? Yeah. I mean, some people even did not know God. A whole God. People did not know God. So how much about tithing? So you cannot fault them. You cannot. Yeah, but I'm sure that by this time you know. What was the second reason? They decided not to believe in tithing. Yeah, some people also know. But they've decided that look, if we believe in what we know, it means we need to do it. The implications. Okay, so they decided, look, we don't believe in it. Number three, they suffer from selective obedience. They obey, they select what they want to obey. Do you understand? Yeah. Have you been there that you are doing a course and some of the modules you don't like it? And you wish you can replace it with something else. But it's like, it's part of it. You pass all the modules, 6 of them, but this one, the 7th one, is showing you flames. You've done it 3 times already. And you wish you can just do even 2 other things, but not this one. Okay. What was the 4th reason? Come again. That tithing is for Old Testament people. It doesn't apply to us. Okay. But we saw that the tithing was before the Old Testament, okay? The law, it was before the law. Let's continue. The fifth reason, what is the fifth reason? They believe the word, but they don't trust the pastor. Mercy. Number six. What is the sixth reason? They don't respect God. Bible says, honor the Lord. As simple as that. Honor the Lord with your substance. So if you don't respect God, you wouldn't honor. It's as simple as that. Number seven. They are greedy. Greed. Greed. Prevent people from honoring God and doing what God will have them to do. Number eight. Oh, okay. So we did not do number eight. Okay. So one of the things you need to understand that when you are a Christian or when you belong to God, you are in a different kingdom. You are in the kingdom of God. You are in the kingdom of light. You are in the kingdom of his dear son. That's why Jesus is the King of Kings. Wow. A king has a kingdom. Okay. Do you understand?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's why he's the Lord of Lords. Are you here?
Oh,
and every kingdom has their rules that governs a kingdom. Are you here?
Oh,
yeah. I was explaining to the encounter service people that, you see, if you are here and you don't have a passport, it means you don't know that there are other countries. Even if you know, it has not occurred to you. It means you will never enter into any country. You are going to be a local champion. Because with your ID card and your driver's license, you cannot go outside South Africa. Or you did not know. Yeah, that is how serious it is. So if you don't have a passport, what it means is that unknown to you, you are going to be a local champion all your life. From province to province. Do you understand? Yeah. You cannot go even to Lesotho. You cannot go to Zimbabwe. You cannot go to Zambia. You can't go anywhere. You will be here all your life. You see, so in John chapter 3, verse number 3, the Bible says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Are you getting it? So until you have a passport, it means that you have not even recognized that there are other countries, there are places apart from South Africa. So having a passport is just the understanding that there are countries. Because when you have the passport, it doesn't mean that you can go to the country. That is why in verse number 5, it says, look at the verse number 3. And Jesus answered and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So being born again helps you to see the kingdom of God. So having a passport makes you know that there are countries, there are other kingdoms. That are, do you understand?
Yes.
Without this. But how do you enter into a new country? You need a visa.
Yes.
Do you understand? So Jesus said in verse number 5 of John chapter 3. Look at it. Jesus answered, verily I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom. So having a passport, it means you can see that there are other countries. But a passport doesn't let you enter. Being born again lets you see that there's a kingdom of heaven. There's kingdom, do you understand? But to enter into the kingdom of God, you need to be born of water. You need to be born of the Spirit. If no, you cannot enter into the kingdom. And in this kingdom, it says that a healing is the children's bread. In this kingdom, things are done differently. I'm still talking about tithing. Because if you are not in this kingdom, you wouldn't even understand.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah. In this kingdom, the most important thing, our currency is not rand. Or dollar. In this case, faith is your currency. Hallelujah. Can't buy without money. In the kingdom, the word of God is the most, is everything. Everything has to do with the word of God. Everything, because the faith you have will come through the word. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Do you understand? So it's the word of God that even gives you your faith. So when you don't have the word of God, or when you don't do the word of God, it means you will not survive in this kingdom. That is why the king in this kingdom is actually called the word of God. Hallelujah. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why he says that heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away. Your what do you call it? Relationship with the word determines who you are. In Matthew chapter 7, when you read from verse number 24, it says, he that the wise man, he that heareth my word and doeth it, when you do the word of God, you shall be compared to a wise man who built his house upon a rock.
Oh, yes.
Is it there? Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. 25. Can we go on? Appear in the name of Jesus. Do you understand? So you can see that the word of God is what is going to make the difference. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock, because the rock is the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you don't do the word of God, you are, I can't say it, you are not wise. Then if you are not wise, it means you are something. You've also been to school. Find out what it means. If you are not wise, what it means. So the Bible says that when you don't do the word of God, anyone who is doing the word of God is likened unto a wise man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the titan is it the word of God?
Always.
That is what I'm always bringing your mind, so that you are not deceived into thinking that when you find something in the word of God, you better obey it and you better do it. If it is the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here?
Always.
Yeah. Because the Bible tells us that the sower, you see, when Satan comes to you, in John, Matthew chapter 24, or maybe the 13 will do. Matthew chapter 13. If you go to Matthew chapter 13, verse number 18 and 19, you will notice that when the devil comes, he's not interested in your wig. You know that when it comes to the word of God, Satan does not send demons. He does not send evil spirit. He comes himself. Because in the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of light, the most important thing is the word. So it can allow you to come to church, come and enjoy worship and praises and dance and do. Once you don't have the word of God, he has already taken care of you. Because you are nothing without the word. He is not afraid, it's the word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But see, he sent forth his word and he healed us and delivered us. So it's the word that makes everything possible.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you can heed the word of God, or there are words of God that you say you will not do it, then the devil has cornered you. Hear therefore the parable 19. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. Do you have Message Bible?
Shine.
Look at what the Message Bible says. Is there? Wow. This was fast. Study the story of the farmer planting seed. When anyone hears news of the kingdom and does not take it in, you don't take it in. It just remains on the surface. And the evil one comes along and plucks it right out of that person's house. Satan comes. Yeah. This is the seed the farmer scatters on the roadside. So, listen to me. God is interested in you knowing his word. And his word is what will change you. You see, your faith in the word of God is what does the magic. I was telling somebody, what is the use? You see, when you are sick and you go to hospital, do you become well? Going to the hospital doesn't make you well. Until the doctors have attended to you, even when they attend to you, you will still not be well. Until they have done the prescription, and you have taken the prescription, you've bought the medication, and you are taking it the way it has been prescribed. But running to the hospital, sometimes you go to the hospital, you will see the doctor, it doesn't make you well. It doesn't make you well. Do you understand? So if the devil is going to kill you, you go to the hospital. You sit in the best hospital, but you will not have a doctor to tell you what is even to. Do you understand? Are you here? So it's just like coming to church and going away without the word. It's just like coming. You must always find out that today, as I have gone to church, what am I taking away? Because if it will be like you have gone, you said, I'm sick. You go and sit in the emergency from morning to, if they don't attend to you, then you wake up and you come home. You should have slept in your home. Because, when you go and sit at the hospital, does it help anyone? Yeah. So coming to church and going away, that is what I'm talking. I'm talking about the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Which tithe is just a part of the word of God. So I don't want to concentrate on more tithe. No, is the tithe the word of God?
Oh, yes.
Anyone who is not paying tithe, your problem is not the tithe. Your problem has to do with the word of God.
Yes.
You have a problem with the word of God.
Mercy.
Yeah.
Sure.
And Jesus said that the way you relate to his word, our position in heaven will be the way you related with his word. Yes. Yeah, he said the word that I have spoken to you is the word that will judge you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Listen
to what the Bible says in Psalm 138. Psalm 138 and verse number 2. I'm talking about the word of God. So you don't pay tithe not because you don't have money. No, you have problem with the word of God. You are not praying, not because you don't have time. You don't want to do that. Whatever. You are not forgiving, not because whatever was done to you was painful. You have problem with obeying God. The word of God is, it says forgive.
Is it the word?
It's the word of God. It's not that pastor, what they did was very painful. No, you have problem with the word of God. Anna, your father and your mother said, no, they did not treat me well. It's the word.
Is it the word?
Do you understand? So, I don't even expect you to pay tithe when you cannot honor your mother and you cannot honor your father. So, your problem is not actually the tithe. Your problem is the word of God. That's why you are fornicating happily. Your problem is not that the guy loves you too much or the girl. And you have met this guy who can also do it very well. Your problem is not that the guy loves you or you love the guy. Your problem is that you have problem with doing the word of God. So I want you to see that you are not paying tithe, not because you have money or you don't have the problem. You see, after I've settled this with that, I will just mention the rest of the this thing, one, then we go. Because when your tummy is aching and you put a plaster on it, it doesn't solve any problem. Do you understand? I don't want to use my time talking about tithe when you the problem actually is the word of God. When the problem is, do you understand? You are not praying. Meanwhile, the Bible says, pray without ceasing. You are not. Why am I going to specialize on tithing that you need to pray? When the actual problem is, you don't believe that the Bible is the word of God. I don't want to use my time. Because whether you are feeling happy that you ate potato, or somebody ate pap, what you don't know that the final product is glycerol, glucose. Is it not glucose you are going to get? Whether you ate beans or egg or meat or fish, what are you going to get? Yeah, and what is the end product of protein? Am I not acid or? You did not do science. Are you here? Look at Psalm 138, verse number 2. I will worship towards thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. And what is the truth? For thou hast magnified thy word above thy name. Hallelujah. Amen. So the Bible says that the word of God is higher than the name. And when you call the name of Jesus, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess to the glory of the Father that Jesus is Lord. And Bible says that the name is powerful, but the word is more powerful than the name. And you don't have the word of God. Do you know why? The word is more powerful than the name. Yes. Oh, I thought it's obvious. Tell us your name.
Zed.
Will you want Zetu to give you authority note with her name on it? Or you want her to go to the bank? Okay. You see, even me in this church, my name can give you. So Bishop says I should sit here. Yeah. That is my name.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Mm-hmm. They call it name dropping. Okay. People can use name. Do you understand?
Oh, yes.
So the name of Jesus and Jesus himself, Jesus himself is more powerful than his name. Because he is the word.
Wow.
Jesus is there. There are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word. So when he said he has magnified his Word, that is he himself. The Word is, do you understand?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the Word is higher than his name. Yeah. 1 John chapter 5, verse number 7. There are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are. Do you understand? So when you have the word, you have God. In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was. So the word is God. And God says he is higher than his name. So if the name of Jesus can heal the sick, can cast out demons, can, how much more his word? Ah! Can I tell you something? Many of you shout Jesus, Jesus, and you continue to sin. But the Bible said, thy word have I hid in my heart. That I might know his name have I hid in my heart. The word will prevent you from. I don't know who I'm talking to. I say, I don't know who I'm talking to. Your problem is you don't believe the word of God. That is why you have problem with tithing. If you find out and it is the word of God, If you find that it's the word of God. Oh. That's why David wrote, he said, I find thy word. It was sweeter than honey and more than the honeycomb. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. May the word of God dwell in you richly.
Amen.
His word is exalted above his name. In Psalm 119 verse 89, he said, thy word is settled. Oh Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. In heaven, they don't know Jesus. They know the word.
Wow. We know Jesus.
When the word became flesh, we call him Jesus. But in heaven, listen. For there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't joke with the Word, my sister. Prefer the Word.
Yeah.
The Word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. That is why he said that you cannot enter into the kingdom unless you are born of water, which is the Word and of the Spirit. The Word must dwell in you. So you are not paying tithe because you have problem with the word. It's the same way that you are not praying. It's the same way you are still sinning. It's the same as the word of God. We can't do because the word is not dwelling in you. Am I helping you?
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm trying.
It's working.
So let me mention it quickly and we'll be out of here. Number 8. Now that you know the problem, now I can address it. Because in Matthew chapter 24, verse 35, he says, heaven and earth will pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away. Hey, what will remain? Can we read it together? Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word. Jesus will never pass away. That is why when you have his word, you will not pass away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you there?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I say anyone who has his word will never see, they will not pass away. Heaven and earth, everything will go away.
Yes.
Everything will go away by his word. So my sister, let his word dwell in you. Be founded upon his word.
Amen.
Do his word.
Amen.
Practice his word.
Amen.
Speak his word.
Amen.
Think his word.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And when you do that, you've already done well.
Wow.
In the name of Jesus. So number eight, people don't pay tithe because they think they are being cheated.
Yay.
They think they are being cheated. The story of the talent in Matthew chapter 25, verse number 24. What does the Bible say? Matthew, please, I'm closing very soon, so help me very fast. Matthew chapter 25, verse 24. What does the Bible say? Then he which had received one talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. 25. This guy. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. So he says that, look, and many people, this is the reason. This is the reason. They graduate from school, they start working, and it becomes difficult for them even to consider that it is God. They think that they are being cheated. I work very hard, and I need to give offering, and I need to give tithes. Monkeys, they work, and baboons, they chop. You see, if you are not a thinker, if you don't think deep, you wouldn't even know that everything you have, you don't have a hand in it. Can I show it in the Bible?
Oh,
go to Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 7. Look at it. Because as you are saying, how did you come to have your mentality? who made you how you are? Look at the person sitting by you. How different is the person? You see, she is a yellow bone and you are ebony black. Or you are midnight black. Beautiful. Do you understand? Black beauty. Hey. Shimo, it looks like I praise you quickly. Go to.
Take your time, Bishop.
4:7. Huh.
Take your time.
Can we read it? For who maketh thee to differ from one another? Look at two ladies. Look at her. And you also look at her. Who made thee to differ from one another? This is what God is saying. Who made you to look different from one another? Let's continue. And what has thou that thou didst not? So what do you have? Your height, your intellect, your facial expression, your abilities. Who do you have that you did not receive? How did you get it? Let's continue. Now, if thou didst receive it, why do thou glory or boast as if thou didst not receive? He said, if all these things you receive it, if you don't have, do you have a hand in your beauty? Do you have a hand in how your mind works? Do you have a, you don't have a hand. And God is saying that, who made you to differ from another? Why is she fair? Why is she dark? Do you understand?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And he said, who made you to differ? What do you have that you did not receive? Say, so if you receive it from God, why are you boasting God as though you did not receive it? Hello? People will even want, if God will give them the mind to be able to learn, they would like to go to school. But they can't learn. You can learn. Thank God for it. Some people, when they look at that thing, they look at that thing, it doesn't add up. They can learn through the night. See, that still. That's why the same lecture will lecture all of you, but some will get 18%, and some will get 97%. From the same, we can see that what the person is doing is like magic to another person. Who made you to differ? Why do you understand and others don't understand? Even as I'm talking, some people will laugh after. Yeah. Even it's like the latency in understanding. You know, when they talk about latency, you know what it is?
Even the word is
in it. Those who did IT, where are you? What is latency? What is latency? Yes, yeah, Shimo. The time it takes to process. Add it to your English. The latency. Do you understand? The time it takes people to process things. So sometimes you are in the internet. There are places that the internet is 1 second. Less than, yeah, you click and you are there.
Yeah.
In other place, you click.
It's latency.
The latency. It takes so much time before it comes. Even the latency in our abilities. Sometimes it takes, you need to, be taught one thing 4 times before you understand. Some of them, they don't even finish writing. Then they will mention the answer. Who made you to differ? So if you think that God has cheated you by giving you an ability to learn, ability to understand, to pass your exams and to work, and because of that you don't pay your tithe, then it's up to you. Because it is not fair. If you are a deep thinker, you will never think that God is cheating you. Because somebody will want that ability you had to be able to learn. to pass so that you work and pay his tithe. He did not have that ability. You have had that ability and said that you are working hard. Working hard from where? Working hard. Even to work, you need, do you understand? The ability to work. The ability to work, I'm telling you. And when you look at all this, that's what God said. That what do you have that you did not receive? In other words, everything you have received from him. I said that, why do you glory? Why do you boast as though you did not receive it? If you know that you have received it, that's, instead of telling your friend that she's ugly, you rather need to thank God for making you beautiful. Because you don't know how you came to be beautiful. Are you there? Don't tell another person she's ugly or he or this guy is not fine. No, everyone is fine. Even if you are short, don't let him. Even if you don't have hair.
Come to my hairline.
Even if you, do you think that people choose to be bald headed? Yeah. If you have a clear eyesight. If you have smooth, I mean, you can see there are things that people receive just by. People, something, they are just taking water and they are putting on weight. And you eat all the. The junk food, you are special. You are slim like a broom. But some people, they just. Eat something, you see that the cheeks have become rosy. And when you see Spakazi, come here. You can, she will eat the whole food in the world. Since I have known her from Kailicha days, she's been my member for a long time. That's how, and she, I'm telling you. One, eat all your four food, she can balance it, but can you see? But you make a mistake and eat your own food, you need to go to the who has made, so never think that somebody is cheating you. Hallelujah. When you have that mentality, it means you are not a deep thinker. You don't appreciate God. You are blessed. Yeah. It's only my member who can bypass all the shepherds. He said, Pastor, it's my baby. All my shepherds are not minding me. During the service, as I'm preaching, it's my baby. They are not attending to me. So I will attend to you myself. Yeah. It's my birthday. She believed that she has a shepherd. So if the under shepherd are not caring for her, I'll go to the actual shepherd. And she always gets her cake. She always gets her bed. You be there and don't be connected to your shepherd. She's not worried about what the shepherd is saying. She make a call. It's my birthday today, Pastor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So don't think that you are being cheated. Don't think so. You should rather thank God that God gave you the ability to be able to even learn, pass, work. And now you are honoring God for his ministry to continue.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many still think that God is cheating you by paying your tithe? What have you, that's my question, what have you that you did not receive? And if you have received it, why are you boasting? Okay.
All right.
What's the next one? We need to go. Let me close my iPad so that you know that I'm serious. We are going.
Rich.
What number are we? Number nine. All right. Okay, number nine, quickly. They are afraid of losing, so they hide their tithe. That's also just like the the cheating. And this problem has existed long before we came on the scene. You see Paul talking and contending with people concerning this. Acts chapter 20, verse number 34 and 35. Look at Acts chapter 20, verse 34 and 35. Are you there? This is Paul speaking. He said, Ye yourself know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. Do you understand? For somebody to begin to talk like that, he said, you know, he was talking in the church that you know that I work for, do you understand? These hands has worked for all the things I need. It means when it comes to taking the offering, people were thinking that this guy, he needs our offering. He needs my tithe. So he wants our money. So he was saying that, read the 35. I have showed you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. So he was saying that, look, I am doing this because that's what Jesus commanded, that we should give. Do you understand? Yeah. But because of the problems with giving, when he's taking off, how people will be looking at him with four eyes. You have to explain that you yourself, you know that I'm not depending on your offering. How my hands have labored to take care of me and even the people who are with me. So I'm doing this because the Lord Jesus, remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that he said it is more blessing to give than to receive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here?
Voice.
Yeah. And it has not changed. Up to now, people look at pastors when it comes to tithing. Number 10. People don't pay tithe because they are baby Christians. They are spiritual children. They are infants. You know, in law, there are people who don't have contractual capacity. Infants. Yeah, minors. When you are a minor, you are not able to sign a contract. Everything may be for you, but a trustee will have to handle it. People also don't pay tithe because the person may be 30 years, 24 years, physical, but in the spirit, he's an infant, he's a babe. So anyone who don't pay tithe, you are a spiritual baby. I am the one telling you. Write it somewhere that I'm a spiritual baby if you don't pay tithe. That is what it means. And we are not angry with you. We are not angry with you. As you are growing up, did your mother and father let you contribute to keeping of the home?
At all.
Why?
Because
you're a child. But you grow up. Start working when you mature. You have to do something. Do you understand?
Oh, yeah.
So your father is not angry. Your mother is not angry. Why? Because you know you are just a baby. And I'm telling you, the babies are those who also spoil the things. They eat more than the mature ones. They are always opening the fridge. They eat morning, afternoon, evening, in between meals, everything. They spoil things. I'm telling you. Like the children in the church, when they finish, see that they are moving around. They will. Do you think that when we are, even as we are talking about offering, do you think that they can hear what you are saying?
Oh.
They are thinking about after the church, somebody will have to give them some food and drink and all that. They don't hear your case. What? Wherever you take it from is your problem. We are here to eat. So in Hebrews chapter 5, verse number 12, the Bible says, when the time you ought to teach, you have need that one will teach you again, which is the first principles of the oracles of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For when for a time ye ought to be what? Teachers. ye have need that one teach you again, which is the first principles of the oracles of God, and have become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. So the Bible says that a time comes that you need to mature. A time comes that you need to become a teacher of the word of God. Not the pastor, not the bishop. That there is your spiritual growth. You need to grow to a point that you are a teacher of the word of God. It's a natural development of every Christian. So if you don't mature, you will not be able to teach. In the same way that the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All the old things are passed away. And he continues in Peter to say that as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word. You may be 40 years, but when you get born again today, you are a spiritual baby. You may be 28, you may be 18. If you get born again, your age in the spirit is not 18. You may be a toddler. That is why you don't even, when they mention offering, you look angry. And your mother and your father, we are not worried about. You are an infant, you are a child. Yeah. The day will come that when you mature, you yourself, you see that, you are saying, Pastor, what can I do to help? What can I do? You will call, even if you are not around. Yeah. You will call and say, Pastor, is there anything I can help with? Can I pay for a rent? Can I buy instrument? What is it that we need? Do you understand? Yeah, when you mature, you find out what can I do? What can I do to help? Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I see you growing.
Amen.
I say, I see you growing.
Amen.
You will not be infant any longer.
Amen.
Ask the person, do you pay tithe?
No,
knowing you are infant. Tell the person, oh, I just noticed that you are infant. What a shock, what a shock, what a shock. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The strongest indication of immaturity in Christ is when you don't contribute anything to not only in church but also in life. That is the strongest indicator of immaturity. People who specialize in using things but they don't contribute towards it. They are consumers. They are there to just chop and eat. Do you understand? And waste. That's the strongest indication that you are immature. A mature person is always thinking, how do we replenish? How do we sustain this? Is this sustainable? How will others come and find a place as beautiful as we've come to see it? Do you understand? Yeah. But if you are not matured, you don't even care. You don't know how those nice things appear. Children don't know how their parents get money. They would rather be angry that there's not enough juice in the fridge. Are you there? What number are we? Okay, number 11, and I close with that. People don't pay tithe because they don't care whether the church exists or not. They don't care. You see, as your mother is trying to cut down on some expenses so that he will pay the rent, you are angry with your mother. Why won't you use the money to buy more of what do you call it? Yeah. Why won't mommy use the money to buy Magunya burger? Why won't you buy a wizard, the big sack? This small sack is going to finish. Your mother is balancing because if he doesn't pay the rent, you wouldn't even have a place to stay to cook whatever. Do you understand? But you don't know that there's a rent to pay. Your mind is food. Why? Mommy, this money, why don't you use it? Your mother is asking, how do I pay the rent? How do I pay the utilities? Electricity, water. Hey, maybe. As you see her moving, she is more than a calculator. She's calculating the money. But when you are, people don't care whether they will. And I'm telling you, if you give the money to an infant, somebody who want to use all the money to buy food for the landlord to come and move them out. Because many people don't care whether the rent of this place is paid or not. All they need to do is to come. How do we get microphones? How do I come? Another day for that. But people don't care whether the church exists or not. And that is why Malachi chapter 3, verse number 10, is very important. Bring ye all the tithe into the what? Into the storehouse. The house must be there. And there must be a storehouse where we will keep the things. Amen.
Amen.
If you don't bring the tithe, bring ye all the tithe. Tell somebody, we need the tithe.
We need the tithe.
Say, church,
stop that childish things.
You need to bring your tithe.
You need to bring your tithe.
Yeah, that there may be meat in my house. So if you don't pay your tithe, there's no money in the house. Yeah, there wouldn't be. And prove me now herewith, say the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many understand the scriptures? Yeah. So God expects his church to continue. That's why he said that I am he who giveth thee the power to get wealth, that I might establish my covenant which I swore to your forefathers. So God is going to prosper us. And the reason, one of the reasons, is so that we will also fulfill the covenant. We need to pay our tithes. Tell somebody, you need to pay your tithes. Tell another person, grow up. You cannot remain. Maybe because I said it's infant who don't pay it. I said, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to be permanent infant. I will never grow. Are you there? Yeah. But I want you to understand that the word of God must be obeyed. Hallelujah. And if tithing is the word of God, let's do it. And when we do it, the blessings of God that comes with tithing will be your portion. He's not a man to lie, neither a son of man to repent. Whatever he says comes to pass, and whatever he speaks, he fulfills it. May the Lord bless you. As you honor his word, as you obey his word, as you pay your tithe, may you see the blessedness of giving. How Jesus said, it is more blessing to give than to receive. May the Lord bless you and lift his countenance upon you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Stand to your feet. Father, we thank you, we bless you, we give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, if you are here and you don't know Jesus as your personal savior, you want me to pray with you, you want to be born again, you want to say, Pastor, pray with me, I don't want to go to hell, I want to pray with you now, I want to pray with you. You want to give your life to Jesus. If you are the one I'm talking about, still with your eyes closed, lift only your right hand and I'll pray with you. You want to be born again. Is there anyone who wants to be born again? God bless you, my sister. You want to be born again? Lift only your right hand high above your head with your eyes closed and I'll pray with you. God bless you. God bless you, my brother. God bless you. God bless you, my sister. Jesus said, anyone who would deny me in this world, on that day I will also deny you. You don't want to go to hell. You would like to be in heaven. Please keep your right hand lifted. I'm about to pray with you. Father, behold every hand that is lifted. Maybe you were once born again, but so many things have happened. Rededicate your life. You are the one I'm talking about. Lord, I pray for everyone who has lifted their hand. Let the grace of God that brings salvation be our portion. Show us favor and let it be well with us. In the name of Jesus. Now with your hands lifted, I want you to move and come to me. My sisters, come. And my brother, come. Please come. Come to me. Come to me. Come to me quickly. Come. Right here. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Let's pray together. Lift your two hands. Say with me, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
This afternoon.
I come to you.
Just as I am.
Please forgive me.
And wash me
with your blood.
From now, I believe in you,
Jesus.
You are the Son of God.
You died for me,
and you rose again.
I accept you
into my heart
as the Lord,
the Savior,
and the Master
over my soul.
Thank you, Jesus,
for saving my life.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for the life of your wonderful children. We pray with them and we pray for them that the grace of God that brings salvation will be their portion. Let them know you. Let them love you. Let them walk with you from now until we see your face, face to face. We give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
We hope you've been blessed by the word of God. Please worship with us every Sunday at 10 a.m. at LCI Megachurch, Lewisham Way, 79 Park Lands Main Road, Cape Town, South Africa.